This is Decoded Datebook for December 5th. In the late 1800s, workers averaged 10 to 16 hours a day, 6 days a week. Workers in Great Britain and the United States began to push for a reduction in work hours. The slogan of the movement was 8 hours for work, 8 hours for rest, 8 hours for what we will. Demands for long hours increased during the Industrial Revolution and into the early 20th century. Labor organizations pushed back, seeking to improve working conditions. Strikes, protests, and rallies became common events. North Dakota was not heavily industrialized, but it was affected by the labor unrest. The economy concentrated wealth in the hands of the wealthy, and courts routinely ruled against anyone who challenged the system. Miners got no relief from long hours underground, where they endured dangerous conditions. A lack of safety equipment and an absence of safety regulations made mining one of the most dangerous occupations in the country. Railroad employees also worked long hours for low pay. The Adamson Bill, introduced in 1912, set a precedent for workers' rights. It limited work hours to 8 hours a day, with overtime pay provided for hours worked above that limit. While the bill had broad popular support, the railroads and big business objected to government regulation. Instead of sailing through the approval process, the bill was sent back for review. On this date in 1912, the bill was sitting back in committee after the Republican leader of the House blocked a vote on it. The Adamson bill had a rocky road to approval. Big business, especially the railroads, argued against it. The prospect of a nationwide rail strike threatened economic disruption that would cripple interstate commerce. In 1916, with the U.S.'s entrance into World War I looming, a strike would also have an impact on war preparations. President Wilson recognized that there was a need for federal action to avert the crisis. He pushed for the Adamson Bill to be passed by Congress and signed it into law on September 3, 1916. The bill passed, but it wasn't a done deal. Railroad companies argued that it exceeded the power of Congress to regulate interstate trade and violated due process. The case made its way to the Supreme Court. On March 19, 1917, the court ruled that the act was indeed constitutional. And today, we take for granted the 8-hour workday and overtime pay. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Earl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.